real.
Butter.
I see dead people.
I thought you weren't insane anymore.
Yeah, I'm actually a thing. I'm a being.
My eyeballs could have been sucked from their sockets.
Maybe it'll all just go away. Like a bad dream.
I doubt it.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Coming to you from the entirely empty employee break room of the quiet and quarantined Theater Brothers Theater on the garbage-strewn outskirts of a minor American city, this is the Real Butter Buttercast. I'm Peter Theater, and finally hit puberty. Is there
a T in that? Puberty? Puberty?
Puberty with a B.
And I finally hit puberty.
You're not fooling anyone, Peter. No, you didn't.
I am Optimus Prime.
Autobots, roll out! Yeah, and this is Theodore Theater. Hey, Theodore Theater, coming to you from the basement, the sealed basement of the small.
What are you talking?
I don't know. Hotel motel thing that I work at. Yeah, I locked myself in as soon as I heard about this situation.
Oh my god!
No one knows I'm here.
I don't. I don't think you needed to lock yourself in, but.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No.
I'm in LA, man. I don't want any kind of like 28 right. days later kind of situation.
I forgot about the lock.
No, I'm sealed up. I got all my supplies. First thing I did, I went and raided all the stores. You know, I got all the water, all the hand sanitizer, all the toilet paper,
Theodore,
all the masks I could find, just boxes of them.
I don't think you should advertise that you're like
I'm
a thief.
Pretty down here.
I don't think you should be advertised. Why are you telling everyone you're stealing stuff?
I bought it.
You just said you stole it!
I thought this was a private... Are we doing the show right now?
Yeah, that's why we did the intro.
I thought you were just practicing with your new voice.
Coming to you from the... No, we started.
I'm
at the...
It is what it is. Good luck finding me.
I don't want to find you. So I'm still at the Theater Brothers Theater. If you're listening to this, you know, kind of right away, this is quarantine time. So corporate has shut down the building. Corporate meaning just, you know, the bigger.
But wait, don't you still live there, don't you?
Yeah, they don't know that. So I'm just kind of like they locked me in. And there's like a security alarm, like if you move, so I like have to move really, really slowly. So it takes me forever just to get to the bathroom. So I just wound up setting my like a little sleeping bag up next to the urinal, so I don't have to move very far. But it takes me like 10 minutes to stand up before the like if the alarm goes off, I'm toast, dude. I have to hide.
Peter, we own the building. You know, you can just turn it off. You do remember what the code is, right?
Yeah, yeah, I knew that.
It is the Theater Brothers Theater.
Right. Yeah, maybe here as we're talking, I'm gonna make my way over to the little switch there with the code on it. So, but other than that, you know, to pass the time, I've just been sorting out popcorn seed, the bigger ones from the smaller ones. Sometimes there's medium ones, so I had to make a medium pile. Yeah, I've just been drinking a lot of Sprite, not a sponsor. Ooh, lots of what is that? What is that stuff called? Just red icy. Been drinking a lot of that. My mouth is blood red right now. It looks like I'm a zombie or something.
Oh, Jesus. The Mr. Freezy things.
Yeah, Mr. Freezy. Mr. Freezy's.
Yeah.
It's really boring. I gotta admit, I don't have a lot of people to talk to other than, you know, what the folk that's already at the theater, you know, like Poppy. He's extremely sick right now. He's got the.
Oh God! Is he all right?
No, he's just got the corn virus. I don't know.
Sorry, so sorry to hear that.
It's all right. He's doing okay. He's sleeping right now. Yeah.
No. And I guess Amanda's staying away.
Yeah, yeah. She didn't want to come to the theater because I thought it would set the alarm off, and she didn't want to come out because of the, you know, zombie apocalypse.
Right. That makes sense. Yeah, man. As I said, I'm locked in the basement here. I've got myself. I got a case of Shoshana's new Corona kombucha.
Oh my god. Can you not? Last time we were talking about kombucha and like stomach worms and I got sick.
Well, she's been selling this pretty well as a preventative, and yeah, man, the Corona kombucha, it's great. It's got all kinds of natural probiotics and things. I'm not really sure. It's very thick.
Yeah.
Sort of tastes like molasses, and I don't know. It smells a bit like socks, but you know, I'm putting away 2-3 bottles a day. I'm feeling top notch.
I don't think you should be drinking that much kombucha.
Well, I'll tell you what I've been doing though. I paid for all the streaming services.
Yeah,
Disney Plus, the Hulu.
Is that
all of it?
Yeah, I wanted to mention something to you about that. I didn't. There's been a lot of credit card charges on our card, on our credit card, and I'm not really buying anything. Is that? Are you just buying a bunch of streaming services on our card?
Yeah, look, man, I get paid with cash here, so I mean, I can hardly
put it in the account.
With cash.
Put the cash in the account. What do you?
No, like, okay, so my manager has this system, right, where he pays me cash in an envelope, you know, tax-free. I don't know exactly what the legalities are, but that's how he prefers to do it.
Okay, well, put the cash.
Well, it's been a bit of an issue, because I was trying to apply online for unemployment, but apparently I've been working illegally. I don't know.
What?
Like, yeah, he just slips me cash once in a while. Bottom line, I can't get unemployment, so I'm going to be depending on that card, okay?
Right, but I need the card,
too. Just need you to know that.
Can you send me the cash, then? Can you pay me back?
I'm in a basement.
Yeah!
I'm not going to the post office. I'm not crazy.
You can just mail it. You don't have to go to the post office.
I'm not opening this door until everything's clear.
Fine. Just send the money when you can. Our card's almost maxed out. How many streaming services are there?
There's a lot nowadays.
Yeah,
there's a lot of good stuff on there.
50 separate.
One of my little projects has been, I've been watching all the Marvel movies in chronological order.
Oh, I remember doing that. Yeah, yeah. Good, good.
Yeah, and pretty much nonstop. As soon as I'll have a little alarm set. So even if I'm, like, it's the middle of the night, if I happen to kind of fall asleep, I'll just get the next one started. Thor: The Dark World was pretty easy to sleep through.
Yeah, yeah.
And
that's
yeah, but it's nonstop here. It's a party house. Yeah. Shoshana wanted to get in, but she's banging on the door and stuff.
Jesus. You left her out there in the cold? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I think she was kind of in some legal problems about the kombucha thing.
God.
You know, sort of like, because, well, like, they're saying it's false claims that it's a corona cure. I don't know. But I said I was sorry, but I can't open that door.
Okay, right.
Yeah. I mean, there's also the thing that, like, I don't really want my boss to know I'm here because I didn't exactly tell him
I
was going to be using his basement. But
I think you're actually working for a drug lord. I could be wrong, but I'm fairly certain. Just because, you know, the whole
passion. You mean because
it's not normal, man.
We do so little business, and yet he seems to be just fine with cash.
Yeah, yeah. When you say it like that, it makes me not second guess my theory here.
He does take a lot of trips to South America.
What the heck?
He's always back and forth. I think it's Brazil. I don't know.
Brazil?
I don't really pay attention.
Brazil? Yeah. Okay. Well.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, so you know, he's a business owner. He has this small motel. He drives a Porsche. I don't know.
What the? Maybe get out of there before the cartel finds you and starts questioning you.
I'm not going anywhere, Peter. Theater, it's tucked in tight.
Oh God. So what else we got going on? What else are we going to talk about today?
Okay. So I've got a list for people since I have all of the streaming services. I can tell you cool new stuff's out, and I also have a list of the best disease outbreak movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I got a good movie, too. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know, you want to do the traditional top five kind of situation?
Yeah, yeah, we can do that next segment. I don't know if there is anything else other than what we've talked about and, you know, you stealing money from me again.
It's our money. It's the Theater Brothers Theater.
You're making cash. The money that's on that card, yes, our card. It's our card, but that money is my money. You're getting cash. There's no money
from your end coming into the card, is there?
Yeah. So anyway,
We'll talk later about that.
Is there gonna be are we getting a 1 minute with Matt this week, or
I don't know if Matt's still here. I think Matt left. I think he left the country.
Oh.
Yeah, he wanted
to. So just you locked in there with
Poppy.
You don't watch any movies while you're in the theater?
No, I can't move, man. I'm still on my way over to the alarm. I'm still walking over there. I gotta walk really slow.
Fair enough. Well, you know, because of movie theaters being closed generally around the world, this is the worst year for movie attendance in 20 years.
No poop, dude. No poop.
Yeah, and that's only so far.
Huh. Well, this is horrible. We're all unemployed. And we'll be right back with the top
five. But a lot of movies are going to be released on demand, so.
Yeah, well, not in the theater.
They're going to be released on demand or like, yeah.
Okay, see you guys in a sec.
Real.
Butter.
The Real Butter Buttercast. The Real Butter Buttercast.
All right, the top five.
Is that me? You want me to do that?
Yeah, you're the top five guy. You're the five tops.
Let me see. There's so many. Okay, here. So this will be the top five movies about disease outbreaks. You know, pandemics, whatever, what have you. I would, number five will be Children of Men, directed by Alfonso Cuarón from 2006, starring Clive Owen, Julianne Moore, and Michael Caine.
Mike O'Kane.
How did I know you were going to do that?
Mike O'Kane. Hey, that's Mike O'Kane.
That's right.
Not Yoko Kane.
So that's a pretty good one. this is, of course, in a post-apocalyptic future where people have stopped having children, and everyone's just sort of awaiting their eventual death, because once this generation dies, that'll be it. And then,
God, that's a heavy movie right there.
Yeah, it's pretty heavy. And then there's a young lady who's pregnant, which is a big deal. So the main character has to try and get her to safety, and very intense. Well worth a watch. Recommended. All that stuff.
It was a ruby.
Next up, number four.
A tangerine.
Number four would be Outbreak.
Hey!
So this is a 1995 American medical disaster film directed by Wolfgang Petersen.
Yeah, what's up?
Based on Richard Preston's nonfiction book, The Hot Zone.
Ooh, that sounds...
And this is a very realistic kind of portrayal of what would happen in an extreme disease outbreak.
So
Morgan Freeman, Kevin Spacey, and Dustin Hoffman, and Rene Russo.
So which streaming service was this one on? Is this Netflix?
Is on Netflix, okay. Yes.
All right. What was the last one on?
Oh, you butt.
Yeah, I got one. What's it to you, huh?
Now I gotta find that information.
Yes! Some listener is going, where is it? I don't know what to look on! They buy
Disney. Oh, it sounded great! Where do I watch it?
That's not what they sound like.
Children of Men, I believe, is available on Amazon Prime.
Cool. They don't want to download Disney Plus and then figure out the movie's not on there.
No, it's not really Disney brand there.
You never know. Disney owns everything.
They do. That's where I've been watching all the Marvel movies, except for The Incredible Hulk. Not on there.
They even own me.
I wish, because I could get a cut of that. They also own The Simpsons, so that's been fun.
Yeah, that was dumb.
They have every Simpsons episode ever. So once I finish the Marvel movies, I'm watching every single Simpsons episode.
My God, you monster.
I got the time, man.
Don't do that to yourself. Breathe.
Well, I mean, there is a limited air supply in this basement. Theoretically, it's going to get kind of thin after a while, but that's why I'm laying low. I've got a little sleeping bag, and I'm just watching my shows, you know, until the air runs out.
Wow, that looks great.
And then I'll try venturing forth wearing like five masks at a time, because, you know, I've got them all down here.
That's it? Just five at a time?
Well, five at a time, yeah, but I'll change them every couple minutes.
Oh my God.
Number three. Contagion.
Ooh, Contagion. It's a good one.
Now, this is kind of an overlooked film from 2011, directed by Steven Soderbergh. I really desperately want to say Soderbergh, but...
Soderbergh. Anyway. Soderbergh.
It has a, sort of a wide... Excuse me?
I said Soderbergh.
Soderbergh.
I like Soderbergh.
Soderbergh.
I like Soderbergh. What are we talking about?
I like soda bread.
Bread? Like root beer bread?
Contagion.
That stuff's good.
Yeah. Yeah, sourdough's pretty good, too. I like sourdough.
What are we doing, man?
I've got some boxes of rye crackers down here, so I don't know. I better get to like them.
Yeah, that's...
Meanwhile, this film from 2011 sort of has a big ensemble cast as the world kind of collapses because of a pandemic. Social order goes out the window. We've got people like Kate Winslet, Gwyneth Paltrow, Jude Law, Matt Damon, Bryan Cranston, Marion Cotillard, Lawrence Fishburne. Yeah.
I think I saw that one. That's all I have to contribute.
No, you didn't.
I think I saw that one. Yeah. In 2011.
You remember that, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, real good.
I like the part where they saved the day. Number two, number one.
Again, I think it's on Prime Video.
Prime, Amazon Prime. Everyone, go watch it right now.
Right now, I am purposely leaving out anything with zombies off this list.
Yeah, let's not go down that road.
There's plenty of time to do a zombie list. I'm also not going to do any Planet of the Apes nonsense. We're not getting in there.
Why would that be a pandemic?
Well, you know, it's in a lot of the list because it's sort of the end of the world kind of thing. I think there is a
disease. Oh, there is a disease in that. Yeah, their noses sort of bleed and they die.
Yeah, it gives you nosebleeds.
And then you die.
Oh, my.
All right, what's the next one?
All right, the next one, number two.
Number two.
Number two, I'm going to say The Andromeda Strain.
Ooh.
This is a classic from 71.
71.
Based on a Michael Crichton book from 1969. My God, he's been around a long time.
Good grief.
Yeah, so old. From the author of Jurassic Park, directed by Robert Wise, we've got...
So, if you like dinosaurs, you'll love this movie.
Yeah, cool. Promise. That's a Peter Theodore promise. It's considered a classic, in this small kind of genre.
Wow, these are very depressing.
Number one, I may have manipulated this slightly to put my favorite at number one, but this is a science fiction post-apocalyptic film, and it definitely has a pandemic as part of the narrative. It's directed by Terry Gilliam. It's from 1995.
Yeah.
Very cool movie. It stars Christopher Plummer, Bruce Willis, and Ooh. Brad Pitt.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's called...
Huh?
12 Monkeys.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's a really cool movie.
Where can we find it?
Oh, God.
Look, man.
You're going to have to give me a minute.
This is your job, okay? For those who care, I'm still on my way to the alarm trying to turn it off. I'm about halfway there. So at this time, I should probably be good, in the next 30 minutes. Just making my way. I had to take the shoes off halfway. They're making too much noise. All right. Maybe I'll have to take the socks off, too, so I don't slip. I think I'll do that.
Yeah, maybe do that.
Okay, I'll do that right now.
Okay.
All right, there's one. And two.
Yeah, so.
Where was it? Where can we find it? I want to watch it right now.
Again, Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay. Yep. So Amazon's got all the good stuff. That's not Marvel.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you want to talk about plague movies, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bruce Willis plays a convict who is sent back in time to try and figure out how to stop a plague. But, of course, when he arrives, everybody thinks he's insane, so he gets sent to an asylum.
Right. I remember that. That was frustrating.
Yeah, it is. It is frustrating. I, myself, briefly spent some time in an insane asylum.
I remember that. Also,
it was thanks to Poppy.
He's sick right now, so let's not wake him. I don't want to deal with that.
I'm
So I got a movie. It's called District 9. So violence ensues after an extraterrestrial. I am. So like the spaceship lands in like the 80s in Africa or South Africa, and you know, many decades later, jumping to 2010, this guy by the name of I'm not going to be able to pronounce this name.
Pronounce it.
Wickes Van De Mirror. Wickes Van De. These aliens are kind of portrayed as like lower class citizens. So they're like closed off, lots of poverty. No one really gives a poop about them. And he gets sprayed in the face by this kind of like alien goop that's also used as fuel. And he starts slowly turning into an alien throughout the movie. And people start testing on him. The government's after him. So he's hiding from the government. He's living like a hobo throughout like the entire movie, basically. And I really can't connect the dots here other than him being, he's not even contagious. Look, so I just wanted to shout this movie out because I like it. Okay.
Acceptable.
It's just a good movie, and if you don't want to go full-on pandemic mode and watch pandemic movies, this is kind of like a soft alternative. It's kind of like in that genre of like, oh no, he's infected. He's also turning into an alien. Oh, no.
That movie is excellent. It's the first movie by Neil Blomkamp.
Yeah, he's a great director.
Blomkamp.
He's actually
also directed Elysium.
Yes.
Chappie.
Yes, and apparently, not even apparently, it's kind of cool. His movies are kind of tied into the same universe, just in different times, if that makes sense. So you can kind of connect some dots after some of the movies. So Elysium's like a very futuristic movie. So that's like the last movie of his in chronological order. And I believe that Chappie may have been first in this kind of time, and then it was District 9, but it's kind of fuzzy between those two, because there aren't any robots in District 9, so I'm thinking it might be District 9, Chappie, and then Elysium, but I could be wrong.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, we could do a whole episode on this. He's a really cool guy. He's actually going to do, he's also going to direct a new Alien movie, like the Xenomorphs, you know, black second jaw aliens, chest bursters, face huggers, all that stuff, and then it got canceled.
Oh.
Yeah. So I threw.
That's right. I remember.
Yeah.
He had done storyboards and everything. He was super psyched about it.
Yeah, and then they just canceled it. I don't know why, but I threw my chair at the wall. That's what that dent is in there, in the break room.
Jeez.
Yeah, that was that.
Did you know that Neil Blomkamp was also supposed to make a remake of RoboCop?
You're kidding me. Why?
No.
Why? Why did it get canceled?
And some other doofus directed it.
Oh, that one. Cool. So that could have been great.
Yeah.
Good to know. Thanks for that.
And then his Alien 5, which he did concept art and everything for.
Yeah.
They decided to do Alien Covenant instead.
I'm doing my best not to flip out because the alarm's going to go off and the police are going to be here and then they're going to find out that I'm living in the theater and then it's all going to go downhill.
Slow and steady.
I got both my socks off, by the way.
Slow and steady. Okay. This is a family show, Peter.
Yeah, the socks are off, man. The socks are off, folks. Let's get serious. We're off the books.
Yeah.
Wow. That was a good top five. Also, random movie.
Yeah, we're a little formless this week. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, normally
we're just dealing with our isolation,
right? Like everyone else on the planet. When we ended the last segment, I was like, "Oh, Theo, it's actually like 13 minutes." And then what did you say, Theo?
Well, that's because we didn't review a movie.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that part. I'm like, oh, maybe that's why it's so short. Anyway, this is extremely sad. Please send us money, because Theo is stealing all of mine.
Hey!
Hey, what's up?
I got nothing. I really am stealing it, but it's for a good cause.
No, it's not! I have no money now! You took all my money!
You don't... what do you do anyway? I mean, this really makes no difference to your life. You just still live at a movie theater.
Yeah, but it's also nice to have food and clothing.
Popcorn? Hello?
It doesn't work that way, man. I can't just steal a bunch of food from the theater, even though that, you know, it's under our name. I have to void all of that stuff out, you know? I gotta mark that up and down and left and right. Doesn't work that way. I'm starving over here. What's the guy got to do to get a sandwich?
You wiener.
I could go for a hot dog right now. That sounds pretty good. Well.
Do it. As long as it's expired, right?
And yeah, expired dogs at the movie theater. Employees get to eat the expired dogs.
Oh, my God.
Who is that? Someone knocked.
Someone at the door. There's someone at the door. Just be quiet.
Are they knocking? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Who is it?
Okay,
I'm just gonna...
Jesus. I'm just gonna lie here.
What, Theo? What?
Really? We're
gonna
use our indoor voice.
I can't hear you! I think someone's at your door.
Peter, I swear to God.
Do it! Swear to him! Come in!
I think they've gone. Stop it.
There's someone in here! Come on in! The water's just fine! What? I don't know, man. What's our next segment? Do we have anything? We have,
No, we got nothing. That's it.
Oh, man. Well, we can go on a little bit more if you want, or we can figure out the next segment when we, end this one.
All right. That'll be a surprise for the listeners.
All right. Get ready for the most epic surprise that you've ever...
Oh, my God!
...experienced in your life. Don't believe that. Okay.
This is Poppy the Popcorn, social media manager for the Real Butter Buttercast. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr for more behind-the-scenes shenanigans. You can be a big-time Hollywood podcast producer for as little as 99 cents a month. Just go to our anchor.fm page and click the support button. And remember to subscribe, like, and review the Buttercast. 5 stars reviews only.
Poppy, what are you doing?
Oopsies.
Come on. We have to get back to the show, dude. Let's go.
Coming! 5 stars or else.
Poppy!
What?
Real.
Butter.
We're back!
Hey! We're back!
So
here, I've got all the latest inside scoops from Hollywood. You ready?
Oh, I'm so ready. While you do that...
Okay, so okay. The coronavirus is having a real effect on the cinema world, as we already know. But did you know that the new Flash movie was going to start pre-production in April, but it's now been delayed?
You're kidding!
No, bro. Ezra Miller playing Barry Allen, the Flash. It was supposed to be starting up next month, and that's been put on hiatus for now. So that's one effect that. The coronavirus is having right now. Also,
hey, do you think if I take off my pants, it'll make me go like walk slower to the alarm so it doesn't hear me? Do you think that'll work? I'm gonna
like
try it
around the ankles.
Yeah,
around the ankles, like shimmy all the way.
Let me try and take my. Just continue. I'm gonna try and take my pants off here.
You heard it here first. All right, so next up, the coronavirus is also affecting the editing of a film. Director James Gunn will be editing The Suicide Squad.
Oh, God.
Thanks to the...
I think I'm falling. Oh, my God.
No.
I gotta run to the alarm. I gotta turn the alarm off.
Go.
I think I turned it off. I think it's good.
Still my birthday, right? Still my birthday numbers?
Yeah, it's not your birthday! It's not your birthday! Hold on, let me try and turn it off. Okay,
Oh my God.
What's the number? Okay, I got it.
Okay.
I need some Gatorade or something to get my electrolytes back in there. Not a sponsor. That was terrifying, man. Ugh. I wish I knew about that stupid alarm thing sooner. Can actually move around now.
So, what are you planning for this week, Peter?
I don't know.
You got the place to yourself.
Should the light be red on the alarm, or should it be green? Let me wave my hands around and see if it's actually on.
Nope. Okay. Okay. I got it. We're good, everyone. We're good. We're still good. So anyway, let me just put my pants back on here. Stupid fly. All right. There we go. I'm still in my work uniform because I'm in denial about everything.
Those are your only clothes, Peter.
That might be, but I'm still in denial, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Well, I would say I pooped my pants, but I wasn't wearing any.
Ayo! The real Butter Cast, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it's been real, guys.
High class entertainment.
Yeah, that was real good. Did you want to keep going with the hot news? Hollywood news?
Nah. All right. Well, I mean, Jared Leto has an online quarantine cinema club.
That's sad.
No, you can watch movies with Jared Leto virtually.
Why are you calling him Leto?
Leto?
Is that, do you spell Speedo like Leto?
Oh, yeah, I guess like Lego, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say, would you like this new Lego set?
Right, Lego.
Huh, never thought about that before. Thank you for bringing that to my attention.
Yeah.
I guess the final bit of warm goss that I have is,
not
guess
hot
what
goss.
Movie's been delayed again
oh, I
for
think,
its release.
I think I know. Just say
The
it.
New Mutants.
I know! Makes me so angry.
It was supposed to come out, originally supposed to come out in 2018.
You know how angry that makes me? It's been delayed, what, 3-4 times now? Is this the fourth time?
Yes.
It's ridiculous. Just
it was delayed when Disney bought Fox, so then they were kind of revising that, and they were about to put it out, but now, who knows?
Every movie has done that, too. Every movie is like, I don't know. You know how many refunds I had to do over the phone before we closed down? You know how ridiculous that is? Mulan, dude. Once Disney was like, okay, yeah, we're shutting all our movies down too. We were toast because it was New Mutants and it was Mulan and it was like some weird other Fox movie that was like a horror movie called Antlers or something like that. So those were just three movies from one, just from Disney that we had to cancel and call and give refunds to.
Yep, and there's the new Bond movie, too. That's been officially pushed back to the fall.
Do you know what?
But who knows?
You know what's funny? That movie is called No Time to Die.
That's not funny, Peter.
It's not. No, it's hilarious.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I think you're losing it, man.
I just need someone to talk to. Just don't hang up.
I gotta go.
Please. Okay, I'll just talk to myself.
No, man, I'm getting Thor Ragnarok, which is possibly my favorite funny Marvel movie. And, I mean, you are my brother, but, you know, Taika Waititi.
I understand.
Alright, see you later.
Okay, alright, Butter.
You got a poppy.
Yeah, he's really sick. Okay, Butterheads, thanks for listening to this very thrilling and enthusiastic quarantine Buttercast episode. Tune in next time to I don't know what, because if this quarantine goes any longer, I might become a movie. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm running out of real butter.
What does that mean?
I don't know, man. I don't know what's going to happen. I feel like I'm losing my sense of reality here.
You know? That's pretty tenuous to begin with, so...
This is what happens. I open up to you, and you just belittle me like that. I don't even know if...
No more refunds.
Am I talking to you right now, or... Am I even recording? Have I been recording at all? I don't think I've recorded any part of this entire episode. I think this is all in my head.
Oh, good. I don't really want people to know about me hoarding all the toilet paper, so...
If you're listening to this, you're in my head. You are a figment of my imagination, and you are not real. You are just a part of my reality in my own brain.
You heard it here first, folks, on the Real Butter Buttercast.
Tune in next time for an episode. Please help us. Please send us money. Just please.
Oh, yeah. You can donate. You can go to Anchor and donate. Anchor.fm. Find the Buttercast in there. Donate all of your money. Quickly.
Please. Right now. Thank you. Adios, Butterheads.
Butterheads, we're back. And guess what we're going to review?
Next.
What?
The Gentlemen.
The Gentlemen.
The Gentlemen.
Oh, that's
Yeah. Voted by Guy Ritchie. We'll see.
Yeah, it sounds really nice. They sound like they're very, you know, respectful
all right.
Men. Very gentle.
Oh my god. There's people coming over to the car.
Alright.
I got it. I gotta start it up.
Okay, alright, bye.
Okay. Just...
Oh, good luck, buddy.
Bye, Butterheads. We're leaving.
I told you so.
There's a lot of chaos. That's we're gonna end it here. Goodbye.